and Li Huiru.
Yeah,
do you know this case?
Oh, 3 years, of course. 3 years in and out of the courts. Of course, I know this case. I know it very, very well.
Oh no, thank you. I have to apologize for my bad English first. So that the judge wanted to ask me to ask you about the willingness between you and this court case. Are you willing to mediate with the
That's been a question asked many times.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. I don't think people understand. You say to mediate. What do you mediate with someone that has you living with a door that doesn't lock and fear for your life? I mean, what would you do? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand, like, because, and I remember when Bella was asked by the first legal aid lawyer, the legal aid lawyer said that she called Bella trying to, what was the word, mediate or negotiate, and it was $500,000 for emotional damages, non-negotiable. And that's when she kind of got the idea, there is no negotiating with this woman. She's like she doesn't negotiate. She sort of tells you what you're going to pay her. And I don't think it's right that I should be punished and she should be rewarded for breaking her contract and putting me through such trauma and turmoil, you know? It doesn't make sense. Yeah. So that's my answer. I don't know. I'm sorry it's not just a simple answer, but I think anyone that looks into things would understand, hey, wait. He's not a criminal. She is. You know what I mean? He's not the one breaking the law. She is. And so, yeah, that's what I hope happens. I hope that the court is capable of seeing me as not a criminal, because I'm not. I didn't really anything any normal person would have done under those circumstances, but it's hard to understand. And I do feel very sorry for bothering this judicial system for such a long time. And I feel terrible about this. I just don't know how to express my and articulate my side of things, obviously. But
okay, I understand.
Here's one for you. If you push me in the road and I walk across the road and the police are angry because I was caught jaywalking, should I be in trouble for jaywalking or should you be in trouble for pushing me in the road? In Taiwan, you know, see, this is what I'm trying to express. I didn't. You know, it's not as simple as me just publishing things online. But anyway, I'm very sorry about that. Believe me.
Okay. So I have to do a record for this calling. So your opinion is that you think that she's the one who broke the law, not you. So you don't understand the question about asking you to mediate with her. Is that correct?
Well, kind of. Like, do I think she broke the law? I don't know if she broke the law, but I do know she broke the contract first.
Okay, I see.
Right, I do know this much. And I just tried everything I could do to have a door that locked. There must be a law that protects someone from living in a house with a door that doesn't lock, with death threats on video, with 5 witnesses that are all willing to go to the court. And I know I sound really angry and sarcastic, but I just don't know what else it will take.
Okay, I see.
You know, it is frustrating. 3 years, you have to remember. I've been in and out, of course. And $6,000 I paid. I didn't know that I was paying $6,000 for. I was surprised it was for this case.
Okay, so...
Sorry, I'm so... long-winded.
Okay, so let me inform you that the clerk says that we will inform you another time of the court.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to mediate with Li Huiru, we will inform you another time of the court, okay?
Oh, okay. I mean, what do you... I hope it doesn't seem like I don't want to do something I should do. I want to do everything I can do, believe me. But they're...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't...
See,
you see what I mean? I'm like, oh God, I don't want to get in more trouble.
We don't judge on your opinion or something else.
Yeah.
We just simply wanted to ask if you have the willing to mediate with her. Because if you do that we will refer this case to the mediation.
Oh, we did that once already. I did that once already. I did that.
Yeah.
And by the way, kudos to the judge. The judge said I owed $100,000, not $500,000, which was at least a lower number than $500,000. I didn't know if it was going to be more than $500,000. He went down, and I thought, wow. After 3 years, the judge actually can see I have a bit of a point here, but I don't think they understand. I was really afraid for my life. I have the proof. Anybody would be very afraid with a door that doesn't lock. You know, it just doesn't seem right that anyone could ignore that point and say that's irrelevant. It's very relevant. Wouldn't you be afraid in a foreign country, a door that doesn't lock, death threats on video? You know, it's just very strange that everyone can ignore this. But I mean, I don't know how important my life is or isn't, but I hope the court cares about it a little bit. Just a little.
Okay. Thank you. I understand. Okay, we will inform you another time of the court.
Okay.
That if you have another opinion that you wanted to talk, you can talk in the court, okay?
Yes, ma'am. And is I had one small question. I'm coming,
okay.
I'm scheduled to come on the morning of the, let me double check the date on my calendar, on the morning of the 20th, oh, wait. It's a Monday morning anyway. I don't know which one it is. Monday the 15th. Summoned to the courthouse at 9:30 a.m. and Wednesday the 17th. So
okay,
I have two dates in there.
Monday from
9:30. Yeah, 9:30. Yeah. I have that date, and I also have two days later on the 17th another court date at 3:10 p.m.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that was indeed correct, because I didn't know if, like, what is it the same, is one of them me suing Bella, or is one of them Bella suing me? Like, they're so, I don't understand. I'll do whatever
okay.
I'm supposed to do. I just wanted to double check.
We will give you the notification.
You already did, and I have for
already.
Monday the 15th, 9:30, Wednesday the 17th, 3:30, and that's that.
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's all.
That's all. I just wanted to confirm those are the two dates I'm supposed to come, because I don't want to miss anything. Good God. Maybe I'll...
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.